Thank you, Sarah. We begin with our first batch of news stories. Vital records of Norfolk's history are under threat from tech changes. Panto stars light up the Forum Christmas tree and pupils are praised, but a city infant school is told to improve.
23 times the height of the London Shard. That's how high the documents in Norfolk Record Office would tower if they were all stacked on top of each other. From medieval vellum documents from the 11th century to Norfolk Parish registers, beloved to people tracing their family trees, and the latest minutes of Norfolk County Council meetings, Norfolk Record Office holds some 10 million records. But archivists have warned more recent records of Norfolk's history could be in danger of being lost because rapid changes in technology could make them impossible to view. While records of organisations including Norwich Cathedral and Norfolk businesses have been carefully conserved in climate control storerooms within the Archive Centre at County Hall, a fresh challenge is how to deal with newer digital records. Gary Tewson, County Archivist at Norfolk Record Office, said, "Digital obsolescence is an increasing problem, with computer documents created in now outdated formats or for company-specific systems, presenting a challenge when it comes to storing them for future generations."
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. Now, as well as guiding Santa on his journey through the skies, the much-loved deer has been spotted on road signs in North Norfolk. They have been bringing smiles to drivers' faces on the A148 between Fakenham and Holt and on the A149 Coast Road. Mystery surrounds who might be behind the festive prank.
Festive magic was sprinkled across the city centre as a 14-foot tree was lit up by Panto stars. 6,000 lights on the decorative features in the Forum in Millennium Plain were switched on by Amanda Henderson and Dale Hudson, who are performing in Jack and the Beanstalk at Norwich Theatre Royal this Christmas. The tree is known as Elliot's Christmas Tree and is named after Elliot Frary, 8, from Norwich, who has a rare chromosome disorder which affects his speech and mobility and has been called that for the past 8 years. It was donated by Taverham Nursery Centre on the edge of Norwich, which is run by Elliot's grandparents, and the tree is raising money for the Clare School in South Park Avenue, Norwich, where the youngster goes.
Leading GPs in Norfolk have pleaded with their patients to honour their appointments after new data showed that 1 in 20 no-show for their slots. In October alone, more than 30,000 people failed to attend appointments made in GP surgeries in Norfolk and Waveney. It has prompted doctors to plead with patients to honour the appointments they make or go through appropriate channels to cancel them so that others do not miss out. And it comes at a time with practices facing mounting demand for care, meaning some patients are struggling to make appointments to begin with. Sadie Parker, Associate Director of Primary Care at NHS Norfolk and Waveney, said, "We know how important it is for people to receive prompt care from their GP practice in a way that suits their needs. The overall increase in appointment activity we are seeing is thanks to practices providing mixed models of care through different appointment types. The latest appointment data shows the growing demand for health services, as the October appointment data represents the equivalent of more than half of the entire population of Norfolk and Waveney receiving a health care appointment in the month."
A city infant school has been told it needs to improve by education watchdog Ofsted, despite earning praise for its pupils' behaviour. Angel Road Infant School in Norwich, which since the start of the school year has shared its site with its neighbouring junior school, has been rated as requires improvement. The rating comes despite inspectors describing pupils as feeling happy and safe and praising the school's work in supporting newly settled Ukrainian families. The site was visited by inspectors over 2 days in September, who rated the school as good in 3 out of the 5 categories. But they raised concerns about how well pupils and teachers have adjusted to recent changes in the curriculum brought about by a change of leadership at the schools. The report states, in reading and mathematics, the curriculum is clearly sequenced and teachers have a clear understanding of what will be taught and when. The content in other curriculum areas is not complete. Inspectors added that the school still has some work to do to prepare reception children for progressing into year one.
A scheme to protect people in Norfolk from falling victim to rogue traders has launched a revamped website. Norfolk Trusted Traders was set up by Norfolk County Council more than a decade ago to provide peace of mind for people looking for services such as home improvements, plumbers and cleaners. The scheme features hundreds of businesses recommended by customers who have been checked by Norfolk Trading Standards before being accredited and listed in an online directory. The County Council has launched a new website for the directory after awarding a contract with Trusted Directory Services Limited to run it. Margaret Dewsbury, Cabinet Member for Communities and Partnerships, said, "This new contract brings with it many additional features, such as online reviews, which help boost confidence in the businesses on the site. The scheme has helped many consumers." The website is at norfolk.gov.uk/trustedtrader.